Welcome back to Relevant, the podcast that aims to make Jesus Christ a more real and relevant part of every day. You guys, today's guest is someone who has taught me so much about God's love. Becca Hooper is from New Jersey. She grew up in Texas. Her mom is from Uruguay. Her dad is from Spain. Both of them are converts to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And she is currently a BYU student and a mental health advocate. But you guys, the identity that she emanates the most above all of these is being a Christian and being a daughter of God. So we hope that her story can be a little Valentine from God to you, partially because her middle name is literally Valentina. Are we kidding? But mostly because of her witness of Christ. Enjoy. Thanks, Becca, for joining us.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
So one fun fact about Becca is she actually has this Instagram account that has 30,000 plus followers, and it's a gospel account.
I really just enjoy doing it. It's actually just so much fun and such a cool way to, like, I don't know, bury myself in, like, these really niche, weird quotes.
Yeah.
They're not weird, but, like, they're, like, really deep there.
Yeah.
There, you know, they're, like, old quotes.
I feel like, I don't know, I've kind of seen this running this church account, and I'm sure you've seen this. Like, You kind of have to, like, start seeking out, like, diverse content in order to, like, find things that, like, people maybe haven't already heard before, you know? Which makes it so fun and rewarding. Okay, so kind of bouncing from that part of your life, we're creating that Instagram account, and then we go to college, and then you and I meet, and then I go on a mission, and when I come back, like, Becca, there was something that, like, changed about you. Like, I just felt like I couldn't put a finger on it, but I was like, she has gone through something, and it has, like, refined her, and I don't know what it is. Like, I literally...
Stop, I will cry.
No, I literally, I'm dead serious. Like, I came back, and I was like, I don't know what happened when I was gone, but, like, I don't know, like, something, like, you were literally glowing, and I don't think, like, I feel like I've heard, like, pieces of the story of what happened in that year and a half in between, but, like, kind of want to hear, ¿qué pasó? Like, what went down that made you freaking glow? Like, I'm not even kidding. I want to hear the bridge version. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was also planning on serving a mission, and then I had some mental health problems arise. And so I was like, yeah, probably not during COVID. Yeah. Probably shouldn't do that. But really, it was just like a mental health journey. Yeah. That was really what it was. 'Cause growing up, I didn't even know genuinely what mental illness, like, entails. Obviously, I came to know.
She said, I found out.
I specifically with, like, anxiety and depression, those are things that really just, like, I had to learn a lot about myself and how those things were expressed in myself to be able to progress, like, spiritually, physically, like, emotion, like, in every realm of my life. Like, I couldn't progress if I didn't, like, come to terms with what was going on. It was genuinely just, I had to accept what was going on, and I had to not just accept it, but I had to go to Jesus with it, with that, like, pain and hardship and struggle. And I just, that was something that I really had to do all my own.
So. No, that's so powerful. And I don't know, I feel like you hear kind of, like, these stories of people going to Jesus and finding healing, but, like, if you haven't done it, like, sometimes it can feel so, like, ambiguous and, I don't know, like, just kind of really general. But is there, like, a moment that you had where, like, a snippet in time that kind of illustrates what that looked like?
That's a little hard to answer just because there wasn't, like, one specific thing where I was like, oh, Jesus is my friend now. You know what I mean? Like, he was always there, but it became a different, like, deeper relationship. I can remember one time that I was trying to understand where I needed to go, like spiritually, like how to progress. And I felt like my mental health struggles were inhibiting that. I feel like, I mean, mental health, like especially anxiety, there's not one way to like fix it, you know? You can't just like take a pill and then it just like all disappears. It's something that like you need to learn about yourself and find out what works for you, because there's so many different things that work. But I was talking to my now husband and he changed my life and how I viewed like the gospel and how relevant it was. See how you said there. I was reading my patriarchal blessing, and it wasn't something I had planned out on to do. It was something that I just had that prompting that I needed to do. And I was in a place where I could actually receive promptings at that time, receive them and understand them and be able to act on them. But I was reading my patriarchal blessing, and one thing just really stood out to me. And that one thing was the mention of peace. And it said, you will find peace. And honestly, I don't know if that's exactly the way it said, but that was the gist of it, was literally just, you can find peace. And at that time, peace felt so freaking far away. It didn't even feel attainable, because when I was in the depth of my like mental health journey, and so I was really just going day by day, you know, and going through the motions. But that, I remember just like bawling after that. Like, I was like, well, that's the answer. Like, it's literally just Jesus, you know, that is the answer. And that took me a while to not accept, but to really apply gospel principles like into my life. It took a while for me to be like, this is how I want peace in my life, you know?
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just, oh, I'm reading the scriptures, oh, I'm, you know, like, I'm going to church, like, all these things. It was really just, I need to find and seek to things that bring me peace, and that was Christ.
So cool.
Something that really helped me when I was really struggling in that way was, actually, affirmations, as dumb as it sounds, they actually do work, at least for me. Yeah, and so an affirmation that I like cling to still to this day is literally just a scripture that's Philippians 4:13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That is something that has become like a mantra that I repeat to myself like all day, every day. If I'm, you know, if I'm running late to work, I'm gonna say it, you know. Nothing's stopping me. I cling to that phrase. That has brought me such peace to be able to rely on the Savior in such a personal way, like in the depths of my pain and struggling, that is where I found the Savior, you know?
Yeah. No, it's so true. Okay, I know I alluded to this earlier already, but I genuinely can't stop thinking about the fact I leave and don't see you for a year and a half, and then I come back and you're on fire. Like, you're glowing. Sounds so cliche, but you genuinely just have this light. And I just feel like, what is your advice for someone who just feels like who they want to be and where they want to be is so out of reach, and that connecting with Christ just feels impossible?
I'd say God is always with you, especially when it doesn't feel like it. I look back at all the times in my life where I thought God wasn't there, and I see proof of it. I see proof of his hand, his fingerprints, everything about him. He's been there. And just because I had, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm gonna say this.
Stop, this makes me really excited. What you gonna say?
I was talking the other day with Nate, and he's a psychologist major, so we talk about a lot of things similar to this. And he came up with this metaphor that I absolutely love, and I feel like you'll love too.
Oh, for sure.
Because you, you have a great relationship with metaphors, like, unreal. So we were talking about it, and we were like, well, maybe, you know that, like, in Mario Kart?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I hate that I'm using this. in Mario Kart, when you get hit with that, like, little gooper. I okay, can't remember so like, what it's called.
I've definitely played Mario Kart, but I have no idea what that is.
I think I know what you mean. Like the squid thing?
Yeah, it's okay. The squid thing. Okay. Why do I think it's that name? I don't know its name. So when it like squirts in your face and it leaves you like that little like it's like hard to see, but you can kind of still see, but not really. But you're looking through that. What do you call it? A spot? Ink. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ink. Thank you. Yeah. My gosh, squids make ink. How did I not? Anyways, So when you're in a situation and you're feeling anxious, just keep in mind that what you're looking at, your perspective, it's skewed right now. Mm-hmm. It's skewed because right now you've got that ink all in your face. You can't see past it. And that is maybe your trial, your sadness, your feelings, your strong feelings. Just that could be anything that's inhibiting you from seeing things eternally.
Yeah.
But just know that God is literally, okay, I hate again that I'm comparing God to this, but that little guy that flies around and that has like picks you up when you fall off the track.
Mm-hmm.
What is his name? Anyways, Koopa guy, but with wings.
Yeah.
Like that is literally God. He's there to pick you up when you fall off track and He's there ready, waiting for you at the finish line. He is literally there the entire time watching this happen. But just know that regardless of what you can see is happening right now, He's there.
Yeah.
And that fact that is that that's something you can hold on to like forever.
Yeah. I want to run with this analogy because I feel like I like how what you were saying at the beginning of just like we aren't defined by any single thing that happens to us. And really, at the end of the day, we're defined by God and the fact that He loves us. And it's kind of like how in Mario Kart, like the whole time there's like all these obstacles that happen. But then at the end of the race, like it doesn't matter. Like, you don't see that there was ink on someone or that they got the lightning bolt or that they got the bullet bill or something. Like, it doesn't matter. What matters is just that they, like, made it to the finish line. And honestly, you wouldn't really know, but everyone went through some, like, kind of the same things through the whole track. So it's just cool that, exactly what you're saying. We don't need to be caught up with what's directly in front of us or the trials that we have because, like, it doesn't really matter. At the end of the day, it's not really about those don't define us. It's the fact that we are just keep going forward and that we choose to let God help us.
I feel like it's also so important to know that eventually that ink is going to fade away. You know? Like, this is just for right now. And right now it's hard and right now that's okay. Because you're doing your best. But it's not going to last. There's always going to be another. You're going to either get a dang bullet bill or you're going to get another one. You know, I don't know. Like, life throws things at you. But, like, you can't let that stop you. You got to keep zooming on in your little car.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So true. Awesome. Well, we are going to wrap this little thing up, but I did want to ask you one final question, Becca. All of you out there, if you look up Becca's Instagram, you will find out she is literally maybe one of the most beautiful people on planet Earth. No, let me say it. And so I just wanted to ask, like, you have both, like,
you know what it means to be relevant in terms of like pop culture, but I feel like you also know what it's like to make Christ relevant. And so as much as everyone probably wants to hear your fashion tips, including me, I will, for time's sake, I will just ask you the second one. How do you make Christ relevant?
Yeah, I love that question. I'm excited. So my story is really just so much bigger than one struggle or one moment. It's really more about the Savior's just unconditional love that he's shown me throughout my entire story, my entire life. And I'm sure everyone that's listening right now, your lives too are literally just proof of his love for you. So no matter what stage of life I was in or have been in or am in now or whoever's listening, whether you're in that education stage or maybe a healing stage, maybe you're doubting, maybe you're literally just happy to be here.
If so, love that for you. We love being happy to be here. That's a good time.
Amen.
Enjoy it while it's there.
But I truly believe that God is always constantly showing us how much he loves us. And especially if you can't see it in that particular moment, he is just always showing proof of his love.
So awesome. Becca, we're so glad that you came on the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to listen to this episode back when it's out. And everyone out there, we just want to finish off by wishing you a happy month of love. And we really hope that you are feeling God's love right now and that you feel it throughout the rest of this week. And we will talk to you next week.
Yep. Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.